Hi, and welcome to SimCast, where we at Senior Insurance Marketing dive into all things insurance. We hope agents can utilize this as another tool to expand their knowledge and better assist their clients.
Hi, this is Todd Brow with SimCast, and with me today is Brent DeGroot from One America. He's the regional sales director of the Care Solutions, and today we're going to talk about a subject that, matter of fact, I could talk hours on. It's a very important subject, matter of fact, on a lot of people's mind because, you know, there are facilities, unfortunately, that I've hearing on the news that are closing and everything like that, and it's long-term care. And also, long-term care is very important, and a lot of people, you know, don't know how they're going to pay for that. So, again, welcome, Brent, and let's talk about long-term care. You've been in long-term care
Now over 20 years.
Wow, so
it's been a long career. Seen a lot of changes.
Yes, definitely a lot of changes as well. So, tell me about long-term care. What I know. You know, things I read, you know, facilities closing, a lot of people are quitting their jobs to take care of mom and dad, grandpa and grandma. I've even heard that they're even moving in little tiny homes and putting in the backyard so grandma can stay in that, which creates quite a bit of a burden financially, psychologically. So how can One America help with this situation?
It's a great question. You know, and I always like to kind of clarify or distinct between long-term care, the services, and long-term care protection or the coverage for that. So, I mean, if I start with services, really what it is, you know, it's somebody who is going to get old and frail, likely needs help with their activities of daily living. Mm-hmm. So six of those, so they'll need some sort of deficiencies in some of that, or a severe cognitive impairment, which, you know, like a dementia or Alzheimer's type of situation. And the problem with that is it's a chronic condition. So it's not one that you're going to recover from, an acute situation, but you're going to have this for some period of time, maybe mm-hmm. up to, you know, Alzheimer's patients, you know, 20 years. So yeah. It's a great need that is out in this community that a lot of people haven't protected themselves from. Probably the largest risk to somebody's portfolio for saving for retirement. So if I can contrast that then to the protection, you know, there's lots of vessels that are out there. Traditional long-term care insurance, which some people will call the use it or lose it scenario. Mm-hmm. Look, you're going to get the most bang for your buck there. And what I mean by that is the fact that you're going to get the most benefits for the amount of dollars that you pay. But what people don't like, or some people don't like, I won't say everybody, some people don't like about it is the fact that if they never use the insurance, they feel like they've lost it. Now, look, there's a lot of insurance types that are out there that people hope we never use, our car insurance, our homeowners, you know, that sort of thing. Yeah. So a traditional long-term care plan is much like that. What I've seen in a shift in my 20-year career in long-term care is the fact that that's kind of where long-term care planning started, was the traditional market. But One America, and I will say other carriers out there, have what we call asset-based solutions, meaning that what the client would end up purchasing, or the end consumer would end up purchasing, is a life insurance or an annuity type of chassis. And that's their asset. They're going to use that, but then there's these extension of benefits or continuation of benefits riders that we can add. And that's the protection that really, you know, even just repositioning a portion of their portfolio can protect that whole portfolio by putting those long-term care plans in place. So a little distinction between long-term care services and long-term care protection.
Sure. So kind of the asset protection you mentioned. So and also compared to the what I call the traditional long-term care, where basically either you use it or lose it. So is that method or philosophy go with asset care?
Yeah, so that's interesting. And thank you for mentioning that, because why I'm seeing kind of this shift in the marketplace towards these types of asset-based solutions, some people call them hybrid products, could even be a living benefit, if you will, on a, sure, on a life insurance chassis. So a number of names for them, but these asset-based solutions, really what it does is the clients are always going to get something for the premium dollars that they put into these. Mm-hmm. The reason being is that, you know, they're buying an asset. So they're buying either a life insurance policy or they're purchasing an annuity for themselves that has a death benefit or a cash value that is certainly available to them at any point if they want to walk away, or if they happen to perish and never use this. The benefit is now they're going to pass that on to their heirs. And many people want to leave a legacy. So it really makes a lot of sense to a lot of consumers. They're saying, look, if I'm going to leave a legacy already anyway for my heirs, mm-hmm, why not make sure I've got long-term care protection as well with that same plan, mm-hmm, or at least protect the rest of my portfolio from a large expense.
Sure. So kind of what you're saying is the asset-based plan has kind of two prongs. One, if you need the long-term, if you're in a long-term care facility, you've got it there, that the funds available. Right. And then also if you don't, and then, you know, pass away, then you can pass on that money to your loved ones and leave a legacy as well too. Yeah. So what triggers, your benefits? How's that go?
So I mentioned these activities of daily living and
yeah. And how many are the activities of daily living, and kind of explain
that? Yeah, I'll explain that. Probably a mentor of mine early on in my long-term care career taught me this. When you think about the activities of daily living, there's really six of them. Some carriers will add in some ancillary activities of daily living, but typically the triggers for policies, any type of long-term care policy, uh-huh, will be deficiencies in, you need deficiencies in two of six of those ADLs.
Okay.
So that being said, what I learned early on is look, it'll be a little bit different between a male and a female sometimes, yeah, but it's kind of, if you think about the first 20 minutes of your day, you're going to cover most of your activities of daily living.
Yep.
So let me run through them. First and foremost would be continence. We all hope that we, you know, wake up and, you know, the bed is the way it was when you got in.
Yep, exactly.
Maybe a little messier, but
yeah,
that's about it.
Yeah.
So continence would be one. Then you'll get up out of your bed and you'll have to transfer to maybe take care of a toileting need. So there's two more there, transfer and toileting. You will at some point bathe yourself. Sure. You'll feed yourself and then you will dress yourself. So there's your six ADLs, if you will.
Okay.
So continence, transferring, bathing, dressing, feeding, and I thought I got them all. Did I get them all?
I think you did. I think you did. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to repeat myself.
No, that's fine. No problem. No, it's good. I never thought of it that way. Yeah. I know I've been working with long-term care for a long time, but that's a perfect example. When you get up in the morning, if you can't do that, if you can't do those, then that might qualify you for the long-term care benefits with your company.
That is correct.
So these benefits with the asset care, when we talked about the cannot perform to the six ADLs.
Yep. There's another trigger that I will say.
Okay.
Well. So the other trigger, so either deficiencies in two of six ADLs, but a lot of long-term care claims, probably the majority of them, come from a severe cognitive impairment. Mm-hmm. So dementias or Alzheimer's, you know, those, yep, those types of situations that were, you know, the ADLs really are when maybe people get old and frail. You know, the cognitive piece, the dementias and Alzheimer's come from that severe cognitive impairment. So it's really those triggers that are needed there. And really what determines that is largely their doctor, that they're going to say, well, this is a chronic condition, mm-hmm, and they will need that for 90 days or longer. And that's really the definition of long-term care, if you will.
Sure.
So,
okay.
Got it. Must be chronic in nature and lasting 90 days or longer.
Okay. So we talked about long-term care facilities and that. Also, does your benefit cover for home health care as well, too?
Yes, and that's a great...
We talked about, you know, having grandma in a little tiny house in the backyard, you know, and might need someone to come and help them and everything like that. So how's that kick in?
Another good question, Todd. I appreciate that. You know, what's interesting, long-term care has a little bit of a stigma. And so I like to dispel that stigma just a little bit. Typically, when you say long-term care, people automatically think nursing home.
Yeah, yeah.
And quite honestly, I will say that the plans that are being offered today, traditional or asset-based alike, these good comprehensive plans are could be the exact thing to keep them out of a nursing home, because nobody really wants to go to a nursing home if they're, you know, I guess of sound mind.
Sure.
Many times they would much rather stay at home as long as they can if they're starting to suffer from needing some extra assistance. And so the plans that are out there today really cover home care. Mm-hmm. They cover assisted living facilities. They cover full blown nursing home. They cover hospice care, adult daycare. A number of services are all covered in these comprehensive plans. And look, when people start to have deficiencies in some of these types of situations, they want to stay at home as long as they can.
Yeah.
That's where they're familiar. You know, they live there on a day in and day out basis. Why do they want to go somewhere else?
Yeah.
When you start to change their environment, they sometimes can get a little cranky.
Yeah. And also, unfortunately, deteriorate as well,
yes,
too. And that,
yes.
You know, they always say, you know, home is the best medicine, you know, after surgery and everything like that. And stands true as for this as well too. So, so over your years with long-term care, working with it, any other information that you could tell us that might be beneficial to know?
Yeah, I would just say that, you know, what's most important out there is for people to really take the prudent measures to understand what's available for them out there. You know, if it's the buying public, you know, there's plenty of resources that are out there. You can kind of just go out and discover for yourself what's available, how you can cover some of these needs. Because if you're not, what are you doing? You're self-insuring. And look, for some people, maybe that's going to be their plan no matter what. Mm-hmm. But I would say there's a better way many times to do that. And rather than paying dollar for dollar, they can pay for a lot less, maybe 30 cents on the dollar to provide some coverage for that. Plus, you get all the extra services that are these insurance companies want to build in to try and help some of the family members when somebody goes on claim, like a claims concierge program is one that we have at One America. But really helping the family when there is that long-term care need, because, you know, they're not familiar with long-term care services and who provides it and what facilities are around and that sort of thing. So by having the ability at a particular carrier with, you know, something like a care concierge, that really can help that family through that very tumultuous time of that care need that is happening with their loved one, really helps. So I like to just say, make sure as a consumer, you know, kind of what's out there. You know, if it's somebody that's an advisor or an insurance professional, I will say this, nothing happens without a conversation. So we must start the conversation. Quite honestly, you know, this is a huge opportunity out there, but, you know, historically we've only covered, you know, 8-9% of the marketplace. Mm-hmm. Recent years, we're starting to see that maybe up to 11-12%, but this is still a very vast market that needs to really have some protection in place. So I guess the biggest thing is, if you're a producer or an advisor, please start that conversation with your clients, because they need to know this information, and then let them, you know, take their time to do their research. There's plenty of information that's out there and lots of resources that they could find that information out, but nothing starts without that conversation.
Definitely true. And a couple things, self-funding,
yes.
You know, I've heard, you know, stories where people, I'll just self-fund it. You know, they've had a fairly good nest egg, but I've seen that nest egg dwindle down to nothing. And with a One America, with the benefits unlimited, that's more of a peace of mind for their loved ones, because that burden then is on their loved ones of how they're going to pay for that individual that just exhausted that nest egg. And I mean, I'm sure you've seen that example several times as well, too.
Yeah, we certainly have, you know, and I've seen claims from numerous companies and, you know, some of the longest claims and that sort of thing. But one of the things that you mentioned that I'd like to just kind of reiterate, if I could, is the fact that One America does have a lifetime benefit structure. Not only that, but we also have where we can put two people, so spouse situation, put two people on the same policy together. So they're both drawing from the benefits of that policy, plus having that lifetime benefit that neither one of them could ever outlive. Benefits specifically for those long-term care expenses. Mm-hmm. So not taking from that retirement portfolio that's already earmarked for retirement. Now we've got a specific income stream for those long-term care expenditures, not coming from any of those retirement expenses. Yeah. So self-funding is, in my opinion, I think it's probably the worst way to go. Some people do it because they just want to bury their head in the sand. But they're, you know, just the leverage that's out there in many types of planning is a much better way to go. It's going to cost you a lot less and provide a lot more benefit.
Yeah, definitely. Another thing I want to touch upon, cost. You know, we've seen, you know, prices increase and also through long-term care facilities, home health care, you know, all the medical has increased as well, too. So do you have tools that, you know, if an advisor agent is in Alabama or if they're in Nebraska or if they're in Utah, that can, you know, show clients, okay, here's how much your home health care on average is going to cost. Talk about that if you
can. Yeah, we've got a great tool, cost of care tool that essentially, you know, is a website that you can go to, and it's a map of the United States. You know, if you happen to be in Alabama or you happen to be in Florida or up in Maine, you know, wherever the case may be, Nebraska here, we're located today, you know, you can click on this map and it will give you the average cost by the state itself. This map also has the national cost average of across the United States. But within the particular state, you can actually drill down into various cities or geographic areas within the state. Not only that, you can we show today's costs, but we've got the ability to show out 30 years to what those costs are going to be as well, because sometimes you want to plan for that also, because many people don't need to plan today. It's more long-term care is really more for the future. Mm-hmm. So looking at some of those avenues, so a really good cost of care tool. And it also breaks it down by the various levels of care. So again, one of the things is nursing home that many people think about, but there's semi-private rooms or private rooms, and we've got both of those broken down. Assisted living facility, but the one that most people want most is that home health care. And so we've got the cost for all of those kind of broken down on an annual basis, a monthly basis, lots of ways you can look at that. So a lot of great information on this particular tool.
In the tool, probably pretty surprising how much the costs are. And also if you factored out, and you know, you talked about earlier, you know, to, you know, start the conversation and start the conversation early. So your plans, what age group or what age does that start out?
Yeah, so we can start at age actually 35.
Okay.
And we'll go all the way up to age 80, at least on our life chassis.
Yeah.
On our annuity chassis, we start at age 40 and can go up to 87, depending on some of the options that we have there.
Yeah.
So we really cover a wide gamut of ages to put protection in place. And it's all just the planning conversation that must happen.
Yeah.
But the costs vary greatly. Really, yeah. It does, you know, and because most people want to stay at home, that's typically about half maybe of what the full cost is of maybe a private nursing home. So always a good area to start, you know, anywhere from, and it really depends on which part of the country you happen to be in. Mm-hmm. I like to start at maybe a $6,000 monthly benefit per person. That may be a little bit more than needed in the Midwest, but certainly when you get to the coast, maybe just a little less than maybe what you need. But yeah, if we're talking a full-blown nursing home, you're going to be pretty surprised by some of the costs on a monthly or annual basis.
Yeah. And also with that sliding bar, when you take it out, you know, 10 years or whatever, it's really going to be an eye opening as well too, but also it's something that you need to plan for too. I mean, you know, you mentioned 35 when you start on the life chassis. It's not a bad idea to start talking it at 35, you know, yeah, and just because
that's the,
well, and you know, you never know. I've known individuals at a young age that end up in a nursing home or have home health care because of an accident or illness or whatever. So
I can give you a couple really quick.
Go ahead.
Most people know Superman.
Yeah.
Super Reeves.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah.
Certainly.
Yep.
All of a sudden he was riding a horse and now he's receiving long-term care services. So
yeah. Yeah.
Michael J. Fox is another one.
Yeah.
A younger actor who developed Parkinson's and now is dealing with some of those issues as well. So yeah, you never know when this is going to happen. So the earlier you start the conversation, the better it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Brent, we could talk about this for a long period of time. It's a subject that it's a much needed product out there to help individuals financially as well, too. Again, Brent, thanks for being on our Simcast today. If you have any other questions or would like more information about long-term care and this product, give us a call here at Senior Insurance Marketing. Our number is 402-434-7761. Again, 402-434-7761. And be happy to give you more details about this so you can protect your financial future with this One America long-term care product.
Can I leave you teaser if I could?
Yeah.
Did you know that you can use qualified funds for long-term care? So I'm going to leave it at that. A little teaser for you.
Yep.
We've got a great solution for that. But yes, here at Senior Insurance Marketing, they can certainly help you with some of that as well. So thank you, Todd.
You're welcome. Thank you. And give us a call and we'll be happy to help you out. Take care, everyone.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to tune in next time as we make the senior insurance market simplified.